It's been a tough year for police officers. Some legislators stood with the police, and some stood against. Candidate Matt DiNardo actually introduced a bill to make resisting arrest legal in some cases. And that was just the start. Now, he wants to defund the police department and put the criminals in charge. Where will it end? How about this election day? A strong conservative who fought to lower taxes. A civic leader who knows how cities work. A neighbor who came here to raise his family and stayed because he loves this town. There's a Texas-sized problem in Austin right now. You know what's going on in state government, and you don't like it. Well, it's time to stop and set things right. You have the power, and you have the vote. This election day, let your vote be your voice. Tell Austin it's time to follow Texans, not the other way around. Stand up on election day, be proud, and be part of the solution. It seems to be paying off for these candidates. They're raising millions of dollars from out-of-state special interests. That's why I'm voting for the only candidate funding his campaign right here in Nebraska. Joyce has been one of the fastest sellouts in congressional history. Joyce's vote supported Obama's amnesty program, opposed repealing or fixing Obamacare, and repeatedly increased big government spending. Joyce and Obama, what's the difference?